Counting What's in the Fishing Net. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Freshwater lakes provide many things: water for crops, recreation, power plants, and of course, fish. But a new study argues we don't value those fisheries enough. The study's from Michigan State University and the U.S. Geological Survey. Andrew Dinas is the lead author. He says we know more about the fish we catch from oceans than we do from freshwater lakes.
Freshwater fisheries pose a unique problem in that there's 17 million different lakes around the world, but most of those lakes are small, and most of those lakes are difficult to access, not only for fishermen, but especially for people who are trying to monitor how much fish would be coming out of any particular lake.
Dinas says he and his team developed a new way to estimate fish harvests from the world's inland lakes. That rang in at 8.4 million tons for the year 2011. He says they focused on smaller lakes, so they didn't include the Great Lakes in this study. This is the Environment Report. There's a newly discovered kind of bacteria that can cause Lyme disease. Scientists have run tests to find out how long it takes to transmit the disease after a tick bites you. Lars Eisen is a research entomologist with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the senior author of a new study about this, and he joins me now. Hello.
Hi. Nice to talk to you today.
First, let's talk about this kind of bacteria. Before its discovery, scientists thought there was just one kind of bacteria that caused Lyme disease. What do we know about this newly discovered bacteria?
In the United States, Borrelia burgdorferi was, before we discovered this new spirochete, the only bacterium causing Lyme disease in humans. Worldwide, there are other closely related bacteria that also cause Lyme disease, so it was not terribly surprising that we discovered a second one in the United States that also causes Lyme disease here.
And spirochete is a kind of bacteria.
That's a kind of bacteria. It's kind of a corkscrew-shaped bacterium.
What did you find in your study about how long it takes for a tick to transmit Lyme disease if they're carrying this kind of bacteria?
So what we knew previously from studies in the late 1980s and early 1990s from Borrelia burgdorferi, the primary Lyme disease spirochete in the United States, was that with every day a tick is allowed to stay attached, the risk of transmission from that infected tick increases. And that's been the basis of our guidance for doing daily tick checks and removing ticks promptly as a way of reducing the risk of getting infected when you have a tick biting you that's containing Lyme disease spirochete. So what we wanted to do in this new study was to confirm that this new bacterium causing Lyme disease behaved in a similar way. And we saw the same thing as we had seen previously for Borrelia burgdorferi, that we did not see any transmission by a single infected tick in the first 24 hours of the tick being attached. But then as the days progress, the risk of transmission increases day by day. So it just underscored our prevention message that it's very important to check yourself and your kids for ticks every day and remove the ticks that are attached quickly so that they don't have a chance to stay on longer and be more likely to transmit these bacteria and also other potential bacteria and other pathogens that are transmitted by the same tick species.
Lars Eisen is a research entomologist with the CDC. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure to talk to you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.